Okay, so for this video, I want to talk about the whole thing of, I get messages, a lot of emails asking, pretty much asking me, hey, AD, I'm 19, I'm 20, I'm 21, or I'm 18, or I'm 16, what do I do in life? Like, how do I become? What should I do? Should I go to college? Should I take up a trade? Whatever the fuck. Okay. And this is going to be more directed for the American audience because that's where I'm from. So I could speak more, and obviously I could speak more in depth on that because I was, when I was, 15 to 30, up until I was 30 years old, I only lived in America. So I could speak more about this. So when it comes to becoming as a man, this is that typical thing. You have to become, relatively people are going to rely on, the core things, becoming completely independent financially, mentally, emotionally, blah, blah, blah. But usually the biggest core thing, and it's just the core thing of human survival, it's how do you get more resources, right? So in the US, pretty much in the US, I'd say not the only way, but the most mainstream way of doing it is to go to college and get a good job, right? And now a lot of Manosphere guys, they'll talk completely against college or whatever. And honestly, a lot of I think from my history of when I used to watch other guys in the Manosphere before I made my own channel, I think they always kind of want to paint you this perfect picture of no risk and no reward. I don't know if they're trying to do it to sell you something or if they're trying to do it just to keep from discouraging you. But I'm going to tell you the complete truth on the whole, on my whole, opinion on it. So first off, when it comes to things of value, it's just human nature. Things are only valuable if there's some rarity to it. Okay. That's just the equation, okay? And there has to be rarity for it to have value. Once it's not rare anymore, it's not going to be value anymore. If everybody woke up one morning and decided we're going to become brain surgeons, and the market became flooded with brain surgeons, well, the salaries of brain surgeons would go down. It wouldn't be valuable. You couldn't even get a job being a brain surgeon anymore because it would just go down because the market would be flooded with brain surgeons. See what I'm saying? So you always have to remember there has to be some rarity in it. And along with that, there has to be some type of gamble of you not making it along the way, right? It's those two things. So a lot of guys, they'll ask me, should I go to college? But I don't want to get student debt, blah, 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 blah. Now, so a lot of other Manosphere guys, they will swear against college because of student loan debt or whatever. But here, my honest total opinion of it is stuff like student loans, shit like that. Now, and this is more speaking more directly to men, because men are going to approach students, a college with a potential to actually do something with the degree later. This doesn't pertain to women, because these are long, 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 long known facts that women would go to university strictly to go find men. Same reason why a lot of women go to the military in the US. They go to the military to find men to go latch on to, and it's a smorgasbord for them because it's all guys who are, doing something with their life type of shit, right? So more aimed at a guy. Personally, I wouldn't look at you any worse if you did go to school and you got the student loan debt. Because okay, in the whole picture of it, it's nothing but your own personal business and investment. That's how I see it at the end of the day. That's the whole fucking reality, and from my perspective of it. Because okay, let's say if your parents had gave you $80,000 to start your own business, right? And you went out and tried and you lost it all. Well, it's the same shit. You lost that money, the whole thing is an investment thing. Now, because right now student loans, that's a big thing in the US. That's a big topic of discussion, for North American citizens is a student loan debt. Student loan debt, and here's a deeper side. If you add up student loan debt, all the white collar debt, oh, it far exceeds it, most other American issues right now. But white collar people know how to dress it up to where it looks like it's the illegal immigrants who are the problem and all that shit. But if you add together all the car loan debt, housing debt, student loan debt, credit card debt, all this debt that whenever you pay back in that circle, oh, it far exceeds anything immigrants are doing. All right. I remember why I used to read a lot into it, but years ago, I forget what government website, but they actually told you how much debt that that the government literally just pisses away. Like, and it's like literally like, oh my, like it, that's a whole other topic for another time. But back to the original topic, what should you do? Okay. What I would tell any young guy is this, man. On one side of it, find something that you genuinely want to do and like to do and would do in your free time, right? Now, I get it. It's life. With life comes, you know, you're just going to need money sometimes. So you're good. So like what these would tell to people who are like my age now, when you were younger, like go to school or get some type of skill for so you have something to fall back on for when, you know, the main thing that you wanted to do maybe doesn't work out. Have some other skill to fall, become skillful in different areas. It become proficient in different areas. Because that's part of the reason why I went to school. I went in four completely different areas. My first degree is in biotechnology. My second one was in network engineering. The third one was in health and human services. And my fourth is in clinical mental health disability, right? So I went into completely different areas. That way I can sell myself on, you know, if I have, you know, other things to fall back on, and I can sell myself in a completely different, you know, in a completely different field in case this field fucks up, I go in that field now, or if that field fucks up, or I might just create something completely off the fucking rails to go into. You know, that was my thing. But also, like, I ended up going to the military later and got on Chapter 31 and then was getting disability payments so I could pay out. So all that shit's done with for me. But the core of what I'm trying to get at is I wouldn't say run away from college. I wouldn't say, you know, or think of yourself as any lesser because maybe you didn't graduate or whatever the fuck like that. I wouldn't say do that. I would say just view whatever you do in life, man, you have to overall view this shit as, oh, it's going to sound like I'm making a lighthearted situation, but you have to view it as, you have to view life almost as a playground. It's a serious playground, but it's going to be a playground. And this coming from my perspective of my profession of pretty much being a psychologist, that's essentially what I'm doing for real. Essentially being a psychologist slash life coach slash, you know, counselor type of shit. Because so from my perspective of it, and when I first started college, I was dipping and dabbling in so many different tax brackets, which you know, and for those of you maybe not in the U.S. don't use that same terminology. I was in the groups who were making all wildly different types of money, right? So I got to see the pluses and minuses of both sides of a lot of sides. Right? I wasn't running around with billionaires, but definitely some millionaires and people who were in the homeless shelters and everybody in between. And that's why I say in my older videos, the rich and the poor have a lot more in common than they think they do. A lot more in common. And everybody in the middle is so scared to lose $5 and trying to impress everybody they don't like that, you know, that takes up most of their time. But that's another topic for another conversation. But what humbled me in it, in life being life ultimately being a playground, is there. No matter if you only have 15 cents, If you only have 15 cents in your pocket, right? There is always somebody on earth who wishes they had 15 cents in their pocket, right? And it just goes up from there. Like, you know, if you like. There's guys who are walking around with hundreds of thousands in their pocket. And, you know, of course, there's people wishing they had $100,000 in their pocket. But with that money also comes other response, like its own set of responsibilities, its own set of lifestyles. You know, a lot of those people who are running around with, you know, with hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars, well, now they're eating $500 cheeseburgers because they got to live in that. Because what happens is with that money, when you grow, a lot of times, not every time, but a lot of times when people get that type of money, well, they can't go live in regular housing, right? Because it's going to come out that this motherfucker, if it comes out that this person has millions, everybody's going to come asking you for money. So what a lot of people do is just to take the safer, more, you know, just the overall safer route, they'll just go move around other people who have the same amount of money like them so they don't have to worry about being asked for money. Now, they'll still get asked for money from some, you know, in that culture. But no, nowhere near like, you know, like the damn near, like to them, what would be a charity case and kind of constantly being bombarded with that shit. So they're just eating $500 cheeseburgers at this point, you know, but they still like they still have the same issues. I think there were studies done like pretty much once a person makes over like $60,000-$70,000 a year, there is the, like the increase of happiness. You don't increase anymore. You just make more money and have more problems. But okay, yeah, back to the original core, because I'm fucking rambling. I got this food here. I'm fucking starving, man. I'm a live stream tonight. I'll play a video game. But what I tell you is this, man. You have to look at life like a playground. Okay. It's a serious playground, but it's a playground. Okay. There is no one sure shot way to get to where the fuck you're trying to get or what you're trying to do, or you know, all that shit. There is no one sure shot way. Because if there was, everybody would just do it. But then, of course, what happens whenever people advertise these one sure shot ways of how to do something, what happens? Everybody follows it and it becomes worthless. Because why? Like I said earlier, once things quit being rare, then they're no longer valuable. It's the same. It's that same theory. There is no one sure shot way to go about, you know, there are smarter routes. You know, I wouldn't say go to college to become an underwater basket weaver, because I mean, even though you could learn something, you know, there's just no market for that. You know what I'm saying? I would say stay away from doing something like that. But on the other hand, like especially nowadays with the internet and you can, you know, just communicate with people around the world like that, like especially nowadays, there are so many like just random outlets to where honestly I'm falling behind now. Like I can't, it's hard for me to keep up with it. But there's no one sure shot way. You have to just try. You have to just get up, whatever you feeling, get up. And if you can afford to do it without hurting anybody, get up and just try whatever you, if you want to have your own barber shop, well, to get to talking to motherfuckers about cutting hair, how much rent is, and just start cutting hair for free. You know, on the sidewalk or some shit like that. That's one thing I would advise to anybody. If you're trying to get out into a field and build your own shit, like in anything that can be done in this manner, just go out, walk down a fucking street and do it. Like if you want to sing, motherfuckers, just go stand on the street corner and start singing. And here's the thing. If you're good at what you're doing, people ain't going to tell on you. All right. That's a big thing to understand. I remember back when I was in school, I was playing violin in college, and I would just walk. I remember I would just walk up and down the street at my cousin's house. I would walk up and down the street, just walk up and down the street playing violin. Right. By that first night, one girl wanted me to play at her sister's wedding, but it was way too far away. Another family invited me over for dinner that night. I was teaching like this other family. I let all the kids practice on the violin and tried to teach them. So there's violin lessons right there. It's like, I'm trying to tell you, like, if you're trying to do anything that can't be done in that manner, let's say like play instruments, music, you know, play a keyboard, play a flute, whatever the fuck, go out and just do it for free on the fucking street. Just go out on the street. Just start doing it for free. Just do it. And if you're good at what you're doing like that, so people are going to eventually, you know, pay attention and see like, oh yeah, people eventually pay attention and say, this motherfucker knows what he's doing. I might pay him a little bit more attention. And then that's how it starts. It's that thing. It's that standard thing of saying. It's a standard saying of a crowd follows a crowd, right? It's just that basic shit, man. It's that thing. But here's the thing. On the internet, media on the internet is so finicky. Because it's just so flooded with entertainers on the internet that it's just so easy to just flip off and go somewhere else. And that's one of those things you never really see until you get into like any field of entertainment. Because I used to play music when I was younger, and I was also running with like legit musicians back then too. And I got to see just how quick people just, you know, will turn you off and go somewhere else or whatever your shit happens, dude. But it's that thing. But again. I would say you'd be better off just doing it in real life than YouTube's. I mean, YouTube's, you know, shit like that, the YouTubing, you'd be better off doing it in real life. Because when you do it in real life, like, it hits totally different. It's like online dating. If you approach bitches in real life, it just hits totally different than approaching a bitch through cyberspace. Because it's like they're not really,
You know what I'm saying? It's that whole thing, like, well, you know, maybe they're not that serious about it. But yeah, man, like my thing, do what you find something that you want to do, right? And that you would do in your spare time and do it. Yeah, and you don't gotta like, you know, hustle at it. You know, like some guys, they try to push this, put this whole act on, like, you know, you gotta hustle, you gotta do it 24/7. You gotta do it in your sleep. You gotta do that. No, I wouldn't tell you to do that. If you don't feel like to do it, then don't do it. If you feel like to do it, then do it. But if you don't feel like to hustle, 24/7, I sleep when I'm dead. No, like guys like to sell that dream to other guys because they know it's an admirable thing. It's an admirable thing to hear and an admirable thing to say, but that's not the reality, man. Everybody's gonna have slow days. Days don't feel like touching it. That's just the other reality of it too, man. But yeah, if anything I said even made sense, because I know I ramble a bit. If any of this even made sense, or if anybody has any questions, definitely, you know, ask me, or, you know, or add, or you have anything to add to it. For definitely add to anything I said, or if I said anything wrong or you don't agree with, I'm totally open to that. Yo, for real. So anyway, I'm out of here. Y'all have a good day, man. I'm going to eat this food. So I'm starving. I'm eating this food. I'll talk to y'all later, man. Bye.